It has been nearly a week since the search for Brian Laundry came to an end after his remains were found inside that Florida swamp. But we are still waiting to learn how and when he died. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is joining us from Florida tonight with the very latest and some new details. Brian, good evening. I understand that Chris and Roberta Laundry have now left their home. What can you tell us about why they left and where they went?
Yeah, so this is really the first time this has happened since this all unfolded, where they've just left the house for a long period of time. It was yesterday morning that they left. Roberta had a backpack. We saw Chris put some boxes into his truck early yesterday morning. They were gone, and they still haven't been back to the house. We don't know where they are, but according to the Laundry family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, he says that they are someplace in Florida away from the house grieving their son right now.
Brian, the autopsy for Brian Laundry was inconclusive, as you know. Now what happens?
So inconclusive as of now, because it was just skeletal remains, the medical examiner was not able to come up with a cause of death, which is why now the bones have been sent to an anthropologist, someone who specializes in this, who can study the bones, who hopefully will be able to come up with something. Police told me that they feel that there likely will eventually be a cause of death announced, but at this point, we're not sure.
Brian, Northport police have come out. I know you've been in touch with them over the last few days to clarify some details of the timeline of events that not only led to Gabby's disappearance, but also Brian's disappearance. What have they shared, and did that help us better understand what has happened?
So this was probably the most interesting development of the day, Marnie. You remember the first week that all of this began when we were in Northport, the police chief and the police public information officer every day were saying that they knew where Brian Laundry was, that they had eyes on him, but that they wouldn't tell us. Well, today, for the first time, Josh Taylor, the public information officer, clarified why he says they believed they had eyes on Brian when they actually didn't. He says the Wednesday of that week, Roberta Laundry came home in the Mustang. She had a ball cap on, and Taylor says that the police doing surveillance on the house actually thought that Roberta was Brian. Reported back to the higher-ups that Brian got out of the Mustang and went into the house. Turns out it was actually Roberta, and Josh Taylor says that is the reason the chief said that they had eyes on Brian Laundry, when we later learned they didn't know where Brian Laundry was at all.
Right, so they may have never been able to determine exactly where he was. Brian, the other thing I understand, although the search at the reserve is now over, it's back open to the public is out there, and they found some things today. At least one person did.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of people who have gone out there and are sort of looking for things on their own. There was this one TikToker who was out there looking, and actually yesterday, and discovered a water bottle that seems to match up with the water bottle that Gabby had. You've seen pictures of it in her YouTube videos and Instagram images. It's the same water bottle. We know that that TikToker took the water bottle to police, filled out a police report at the police station. Police now say it is part of the investigation. Whether or not it is the actual water bottle that belonged to Gabby's, at this point, we still don't know.
Interesting. And Brian, so many people want answers. They want justice for Gabby. They want to know what has happened. And I think in order to do that, we sort of have to walk back through everything we know, the timeline of events, the places that we know they visited. And you're going to be doing that over the next coming days.
Yeah, Marnie, we're going to be traveling. We're obviously still in Florida now. We're going to be traveling to Utah, to Moab, where so much of this unfolded, where you saw that body camera video. We'll be headed there tomorrow, and then we're going to work our way up to Grand Teton, trying to retrace some of these steps, see if we can learn any new information. I've obviously been getting so many tips on social media that we haven't really been able to look into because so much of the stuff is up there, and we've been in Florida. So we're going to spend the next several days there, and we'll put it all together. We're hoping to have a big special for you on Thursday night.
I'll be there for that, Brian, as you know, and hopefully we can uncover something that we didn't see previously that will help provide some answers in this case. Brian Enten, live for us in Florida. Brian, good to see you. Thank you.